Okay, wow. Hi. I know I have been gone for a long time. I hope you guys remember me. And yeah, so for some reasons I was not doing this for a long time. I was just fixing some things in my own life, which are very obvious, like college getting over, and then having all those anxieties of what to do after college, and same things. I hope every one of you have gone through the same thing, so you can relate. Okay, so I have been told to, you know, so many people reach out to me, and so other people also that told me that why is the podcast Diary of a Binge Watcher is not working anymore. I don't have any answer to it, but I am back, I guess. I don't know. And it's not Sunday already. I don't know what I'm talking. Let's get back to work. I am going to do something different today. I have decided to... So, horror genre is one of the favorite genres. Though it freaks me out a bit. I cannot watch a lot of horror films, very spooky ones, alone at night. I prefer to watch with someone, at least one person. Because I end up having weird dreams. That's it. Yeah, fine. I said it. But I still like... this horror genre and horror films. So yeah, I have picked two horror films. I don't know if you guys know about it already, so it's well and good if you know, but if you don't, then I think you should watch these films. They are pretty amazing. They're not very new, but I'm so sorry if you're getting a lot of noise, because I don't have my earphones and the mic. Yeah, I can understand. You must be having a lot of noise, and the place I'm living is not a very silent place. So please bear with me today. So the first film I have is 1922. It's a 2017 horror drama film of somewhat 1 hour 40 minutes, 41 minutes of film. And this film is... actually based on a book written by Stephen King. I guess people who read book would have gone through this content already, the book already. But they have made a film. This is, of course, then people will say that books are way better than the films. Okay, fine. I will not disagree or argue with that. So, it's a good film, good movie, an example of, you know, guilt and power, sort of emotion, and it's a bit slow, steady film, which can be boring for some people, but I would really suggest you to stick to the film and, you know, wait for the good moments to come. There are no cheap jump scare sort of things, and... it's basically all about human psyche and the power of emotions, how greediness and, money can overpower your mind and cause a lot of problems, make you do several things and that sort of thing, yeah. So performance-wise, excellent, and it's basically... the protagonist is a farmer in 1922, back in time, 1922. And it's about a family, it's about a family of three people, and how these emotions, greediness and others, you know, leads to the incident where the lady of the family was killed for some reasons, how the son was involved, how it ends up. It's basically good. I mean, I can say good life lesson, sort of very, very basic life lessons. Everyone knows that लालच बुरी बला है एंड दे कैन ऑलवेज इट कैन ऑलवेज रिजल्ट इन टू यू नो कर्मा एंड सॉर्ट ऑफ थिंग बट इन 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 प्रेजेंटिंग इट इन अ गॉथिक फॉर्म इज समथिंग विच I have not seen, I mean, this lesson given in a horror film. So, it's good. You can watch it. So, the film is called 1922. Once again, it's available on Netflix. Please watch it. Second film is my very, 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 very favorite film. It's called Hush. And I love this film. It's so, so powerful. It's a 2016 film. Again, 1 hour 21 minutes long. So, the film is about a lady who's deaf and who's also dumb, and at the age of 13 she lost her ability to speak and hear due to some bacterial infection sort of thing, and then she's also an author, so she moves into woods, starts to write some book. She decides to live in isolation and lives with only her cat, and she does everything on her own. Very powerful film. But then she was attacked by someone. Some thief / burglar or anything. I'm not going to tell you everything, right? So she got attacked, and that whole incident. The film is all about one particular night. But the way they have portrayed it, the way they have, maintained the thrill, the level of excitement throughout the film. I mean, you are going to, you know, hold yourself that, oh my God, I have to see what happens to her in the end. And the end is so powerful. I feel I felt so driven. I was like, amazing this woman is. And I think you should watch this film. So, okay, fine. I don't know. This cannot be my best episode, but there can be a lot of noises. I am so sorry about the noises, and I did not really prepare about this for this episode, and I just wanted to get back to something, and that is why I decided to do something. Not the best, but at least something. I know that many of you are going to be disappointed with this, but I think you can at least do this much for me, and yeah, I think that's it. I'm not really sure if I'm going to publish this also. Oh my God. So thank you so much. Any feedback, any suggestion is welcome. I am available on Instagram. You can drop me a voice note also on Anchor, and yeah, I'm pretty much approachable, guys. Just tell me how you feel about it and give me any suggestion you want. Also, one more thing. I was wondering if I should change my podcast theme. I should do something else, not just films. If you have any suggestions, if you have any idea, I can think about it. I would really love some ideas by you guys. And yes, thank you. I hope to meet you guys very soon. Bye bye.